Hello, all of you lovely, gorgeous, amazing, sexy, abundant, charismatic,
everything,
badass mother. We are Garrett and Anna.
Hello.
And welcome to the Too Busy Being Worthy podcast, where we talk about conscious living and mindfulness while sharing our active journeys and creating a safe emotional home within, and doing so living in our most authentic expressions. Now, I want to stop and take a moment for us to all just sit with ourselves and reflect and realize that we are about to enter a safe space where we can really look at what it is that we're feeling, think about what we're going through in life, and just know that everything is going to be okay. None of the things that you go through are bigger than you, and you are bigger than them. Everything that might feel like the end of the world, it's not. It will pass and you will get through it. So we're leaving all of that at the door, and we are not bringing that here right now because we are too busy being worthy.
Love it. That was such a great intro.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'll be trying.
You said I'm doing my best.
Right. So how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a good day. I was like, it's just crazy that we're so close to the holiday. So whether you're listening to this before Christmas, after Christmas, it's like, this is, I feel like, the time of year that can be stressful for a lot of people, you know, because I think sometimes, obviously, there are people that get really excited about getting to see their family or their cousins, or they look forward to certain things. But this can also be a really hard time of year for a lot of people. And like, sometimes you don't always have a lot of family that you're going to see, or you're not excited about seeing some of your family. And sometimes I know the holidays can be something that a lot of people actually dread looking forward to, you know what I mean? And I also feel like this time of year can be like a more stressful, especially if you've got like a family, or if you've got a lot of people that you're like shopping for, where you're kind of like, holy shit, I've got to like organize all this stuff, get everything together. Like, I know sometimes if you're trying to get everything shipped to the right person, like, you know, sometimes I think there's so many more like events, and hopefully it's stuff that you're looking forward to. But I also can acknowledge and understand like this is a more stressful time of year for a lot of people.
Most definitely.
Too. But I mean, that's hopefully why we're here. Hopefully why you guys are tuning in, to get a little stress relief. A little mindset reset.
Some zen in this time of chaos that we are in right now.
So this is just your chance. Like, if you're in the car driving, if you're just like sitting at home and you're wanting to decompress and listen to something positive, hopefully we know that you're in the right place.
Exactly.
We know that you're in the right place.
We're very intentional about that.
But we're just excited that hopefully we can get some of that stress out of you, and then we can kind of maybe switch your mindset into something more positive, give you something to look forward to, or just something different to focus on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, and to Anna's point, like, our goal here is just to kind of be a stress relief for you all, and to give you all the tools to allow yourself to feel that relief and walk in peace through life, because it can be very challenging when we find ourselves trying to chase peace. And peace is never a destination that you'll truly get to, because with the pillars that are set up in the world that we live in, the goalpost is always going to move. So it's like, if you don't enjoy the process of just living your life, you are constantly going to be stressed out trying to get to this thing, and then your new norm will become living in stress and anguish, or whatever the case may be. So actually learning to cultivate peace in your walk is kind of what I believe the key to coming to that place of peace, serenity, fulfillment is. And we are here to just kind of like share what we've learned in our life as 20 people in our mid-20s, 20-something year olds, and helping other people who are in a similar position to us and who can relate to us move through life. Because it's one thing to talk about it when you're far removed from it, but actually like being in the thick of it and going through everyday life, we're kind of here to document that journey. And a lot of the topics that we talk about and things that we cover are based on life experiences that we are currently going through, and we like to package it up and conceptualize it just for all of your consumption and make it of use and value, because that is what we're here to do, is provide that value to you all.
I love it.
And today, I really want to kind of reflect on my personal experience with rejection and how it has been the catalyst for me moving into places in life that I never would have thought that I would have been in. But facing that rejection is what was necessary for me to get there. And I know a lot of the times when we face rejection in life, it can feel very daunting because we can hang our sense of worth on the outcome of said scenario that we're in going our way. So when it doesn't go our way, like, we can feel like it's the end of the world, or that we're never going to accomplish whatever it is that we are trying to accomplish. However, those rejections are what is actually forging the character that is you. You know how in TV shows there are different seasons, and as the characters go along throughout those seasons, they have character development. They go through a laundry list of experiences that could or could not go in their favor, but whatever experience that they went through, it has made them who they are and led them to the current path that they are on. And we end up growing very fondly of these characters and admiring the journey that they went through. So think of every redirection in life as a sort of character development. You know, you're kind of building the necessary tools in order to experience the things that you're meant to experience in life. Because a lot of the times when you get rejected, either that's not where you were supposed to be in the first place, or you weren't prepared to steward the result that came from that. You know, sometimes we'll want to have either a certain amount of financial success. Maybe we wanted this specific house or this relationship, whatever the case may be, but you don't have the tools to really value it. And if you were to have gotten it, you wouldn't be able to care for it in the way to where it can consistently be in your life and you can build upon it and create even more abundance once you have that thing. So being redirected is the vital thing that you need it in order to cultivate the skills that you can implement when those things do come in your life in order to just make the most of it. And sometimes when you are rejected, it is really meant to show you what it is that you really want. Because sometimes we might think that we want something, but what we actually want is the feeling that that thing gives us. And when we are redirected from that rejection, it allows us to navigate towards a direction that will allow us to partake in something that is truly fulfilling in life. And sometimes you gotta walk towards the assignment in order to find your purpose. And like, let's just say for a specific career, like for me, I've always been really passionate about fashion. And, you know, I have worked in styling and have styled clients independently as well as with a brand. One of my most recent positions was styling with a store and being a personal shopper for them. And one thing that I discovered in my journey was that I really found a love for connecting with people and for serving people and making them feel confident in their best selves. And the way that I knew how to do that best was through fashion. But as I gained confidence in putting myself out there and really harboring that skill, that confidence allowed me to build confidence in other areas of life, like speaking. You know, I never really was the most sound speaker, I would say, or like never really spoke much at all because I was a really shy kid for I would say up until like the end of high school, like I just was very to myself and wasn't the most social person. And fashion was the outlet that actually allowed me to express myself. And through expressing myself in that way and gaining confidence, it allowed me to be a more confident speaker and to put myself out there socially and learn people and what it is that they do and don't like, and how to really get to the core of what it is that people value and how to appeal to people's values, and just learn how to give myself to others. And in that process, that came with me learning how to love myself, trusting myself, and not being scared to go after anything, because at the end of the day, I am of value and I attract all the things that come to me in life. So anything that is meant for me, I was able to gain that confidence and know that it is for me. And through styling, I kind of built up my resume and showed myself proof that I can learn a skill, harness it, and express myself in a way that people see the value in it and will want to have it. So that kind of moved me into wanting to start this venture of podcasting, because I just love sharing knowledge that I have. Like whenever I feel like something is inside of me and I just know that it could be of use to people, because just like I went through what I went through, there are people who can relate to me and share my experience, and more importantly, need to hear my specific voice, because I represent a specific community and there are more voices to be filled in that community. So people who look like me or resonate with my personality and have went through experiences that are similar to mine, I can give messages to them and they can know that if this person who I can relate to went through this, then I can go through it as well, and I can do it with grace and with compassion and with love. So if I hadn't been redirected from my home state, which I felt like I didn't have much opportunity there career-wise, as well as just the environment there wasn't resonant to me, and I didn't feel like I was able to put myself in environments to where I found people who could really relate to me and be accepting or understanding. So that caused me to move here, kind of like feeling almost rejected from that place. And then when I first moved here, I bounced around a few different positions because I felt like it wasn't right for me, whether it be I got rejected in those positions or I rejected those positions, because I'm also talking about rejection being a redirection in the sense of maybe you have to reject some things in your life. So all of that has led me to this moment and I am so grateful for it. And you never know what can come from going in a new direction and stepping into the unknown, but it's all about having that knowing that, okay, I might have faced this rejection here, but there is so much more out for me. And when you persevere and continue to build that confidence through trial and error, you can trust yourself more to make pivots whenever it's necessary. And then it brings you closer to yourself and your destiny.
Hey, that was beautiful. I mean, I feel like we could just wrap it up there. Not really. I'm just kidding, guys. But truly, that was so good. I feel like just like from start to finish, the whole progression you just went through, like it was really awesome. But I do think rejection is one of those things where it just sucks, you know, yeah. Like when you first get like find out that moment and then it sinks in, it's like, frick. Aww. Like, yeah, like, I mean, and it's okay to like be upset and be disappointed, especially if it's something that you were excited for, or if it's something that you really wanted, or you felt like this was like the next step. And it sucks sometimes when it doesn't work out the way that you thought it was going to. But I think the important thing is to have, like, and I think this is so annoying to say, but truly is just the truth, is like having that faith and having a little bit of like understanding of like when something, like when you don't get something that you want or something that you were working towards or something you were excited about, it really means you were not meant to be there. You might not know ever why that was, you know what I mean? But it just, like, kind of what you said, it means you either weren't ready to be there, like mentally, emotionally, or it just means it wasn't the right place for you. And long term, it probably was like a blessing that you weren't there. Like, I feel like there's like so many like little examples like I can think of, but I the most recent one I can think of is when my fiance and I, when we started looking for a house, like one, there was like the market we're in this area. This is a very rapidly growing area and the housing market is insane. So when we were looking at houses, I mean, I put in 6 offers on houses. Mm-hmm. And like didn't get any of them, obviously.
This much rejection?
Yeah. Which, like, in some of them, like, I was anticipating just because my realtor did set me up of like saying, like, you know, go in it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, truly, like, it got to the point where I was like, when I put in like the 6 offer, I was like, this is just not like what I took it at. Like, I finally was just like, I think I need to stop looking, you know, like, I mean, and
because
I don't,
it's exhausting too. Like just constantly going through that process over and over. Yeah. It's like,
just going through it over and over. And then like getting my hopes up, getting kind of excited, being like, okay, this could be like my first home. Mm-hmm. And then it just not working out. And each time I was like, you know what? It just means I wasn't meant to be there. Like I could always find something where I was like, you know what? I think it's a win that we weren't in this house for whatever reason. But truly, like, after, like, not getting it 6 times, like, I was like, you know, maybe the universe is telling me that I should not be in a house.
Maybe the universe is telling you rental for now.
Yeah, which is
fine. Or maybe it's something bigger, maybe a penthouse. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I should save more and then do that. But essentially, because one of the houses that I would say I was the most excited about, this was probably like our maybe the 3rd, maybe the 4th house we'd put an offer on, but the house, like, I loved the layout of it, like, true, like, everything, like, the house I loved. I mean, I wanted this house. It was, the only downside was like the area. I don't know this area, like, I freaking live here, but my fiance went to college here in Charlotte for a while, and so I would say he just knows more about it in general, and he didn't love the area that it was in. He's like I think it's fine, but he's like I wouldn't necessarily be super excited. It was close to the university, and so, but essentially what happened is, like, we put an offer on this house, and basically, like, the day it went up, like, I put an offer like that day, like the day that it got listed, and basically, like, the owners, like, we just went back and forth. So we had a dialogue, like, we had revisions on the contract, like, we sent the contract back to the revisions after our realtors were talking. And I mean, like, we truly went to bed that night thinking, like,
we got this in a bag. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We went to bed being like, we're under contract with the house. Like, we were so excited. And so when we woke up the next morning, like, we were feeling like we're on the moon, we're on cloud 9. And we, like, you know, when you go to like listings, when something goes under contract, it says like on Zillow, like under contract or something. And when we looked at it that morning, it didn't say under contract. And I was like, that feels really weird. I was like,
a little sus.
Yeah. So I was like, let me just, like, I was like, you know what? Maybe like they just haven't like updated it. It's still early. It was like, I think a Sunday. So I was like, you know, like maybe it's not, like maybe it's maybe not what I think. But I had just like this weird feeling. And then, gosh, I don't remember the time, but like later, maybe that morning or maybe even the afternoon, my realtor calls me and was like, and I'm so sorry. And I was like, what? She was like, they got an offer late last night, like after we had sent over the contract, like that contract that they were supposed to sign. Like they'd already, like, they'd gotten our first one countered. And then, you know, we, you know, agreed countered back. But like we had verbally agreed on everything. Like truly, they'd verbally told us, like, that we are under contract. They just had not signed the paperwork yet, but they said they got an offer in that night that I guess just was like crazy.
Can't refuse this.
Yeah, that I don't know what it, I mean, obviously they can't tell me what it was, but I'm sure it was over. I'm sure it was cash. I have no idea. But so essentially, basically, like, we didn't get the house. And like that weekend, like, was like, I mean, a crazy weekend. Like, we were like driving all around. Like, Austin's car like got a flat tire, like two flat tires in one day. And then like we went to bed thinking we got the house. I like called my mom and I was like, Mom, we should be under contract. And then I had to call her the next day being like, we're not under contract. And so like it was just one of those moments.
That's the worst emotional roller coaster too, especially like when you rope another person. It's just like, oh
yeah,
Mom.
I mean, it was
excited, and then just,
I mean, it was to the point where like my mom was like in the open. I mean, you know, I'd never bought a house, so I don't really know what I'm doing. So I was like, Mom, can you join this call with me and my realtor? Right. So like she,
relatable aspect.
So she, yeah. So she was like there step for step for a lot of it. So, but she was just like, oh my God, like truly we all went to bed that night. Like, I mean, it was like 9 o'clock when we were still like doing negotiations and talking and blah, blah, blah. And like, we all went to bed. Like my realtor was like, congratulations. My mom was like, I'm so happy for you. This is so exciting. And then the next morning it was like, psych, just kidding. And we were just like,
it was just a prank, bro.
Like, and truly, like, I mean, I was devastated because I was like, we had already looked at multiple houses. This was like our third or fourth offer. So I was like, okay, like, I was like, this is it. This is that time. Yeah. And I was like, I have to start over again. I was like, this is insane just because the market is so crazy. Like, if something goes up on a Monday, like, it's under contract by Tuesday. Like, things go so quickly. And if you're working, like, I can't, you know, well, all this stuff anyway. So we were just like truly devastated at the time. And I will say the house that we ended up, the seventh house I put an offer in on, we obviously got, but it was just like a serendipity moment because this house, like, it was the first house I wanted to make an offer on, but it had been on the market and someone basically made an offer before I put my offer in and it went under contract. But so the house I'm in was the first house I ever wanted to make an offer on. It went under contract and I was like devastated that I was like, I didn't even get to make an offer. Like, I would have felt better if I had put an offer in and they had rejected it, but I didn't even get the chance to like put it in. They never saw it, you know what I mean? And it was, I don't remember how later this was, but one of my friends from work, she sent me a link to this house and she goes, for some, like, and her and I, like, she knew I was looking for a house, but like we had not like talked in any detail, and this was like the only house she ever sent me, but she sent me a link. She goes, I don't know why, but for some reason this house makes me think of you. And I was like,
wow.
And it was the, and I was like, it was a crazy.
Talk about the stars needing to be in perfect alignment for that to happen.
It was the most insane moment of my life. Cause like, she didn't know I'd looked at, like, it was like, I was like, she just said, I feel like this makes me think of you. And I was like, I hadn't seen that it had gone on the market. So I literally called my realtor at lunch and I was like, I said, I'm not going to say my address. But she was like, the address. I was like, it's back on the market. I was like, we need to make an offer like today because I was so stressed. I was like, what if it goes back under contract and like I don't get another, you know, all this stuff. And like, so we literally, like, I literally put in an offer and I was like, maybe I should go look at the house again. It's been like months, like, because I looked, like, I think we finally went under contract in like March or April, and I looked at this house in like January. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it was like months, you know, like drawn out. But essentially, like, the house that whoever was under contract, for whatever reason, houses do go out of contract like a decent amount. I mean, not a lot, but it happens. So whatever happens, it just didn't work out. And we were just like, because truly at this point, like, I was telling Austin, I was like, I think we need to, like, I think we're just gonna rent. Like, we just need to look at, like, because we'd already told our apartments, we're like, well, we're not coming back, because, you know, like, our lease was up. So we were like, we've got to freaking get out of here.
Yeah.
And it's like, so we were like, oh my God, we don't have anywhere to go. So we're like, which renting is like easier, right? You're going to be able to find more spots, and we're in a big city. Mm-hmm. So it was not a big deal. But like, we were just like, it was truly just like that serendipity moment of like, and it also just like gave me like comfort where I was like, I just means I was truly meant to be here.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, I don't know how, but I was like, the houses that I didn't get that I was upset or really devastated by, like, truly, like, I was talking to Austin, I was like, it just means, like, for whatever reason, I don't know, we were not meant to be there for a reason that we can't begin to understand. And so, like, I always joke with Austin, I'm like, we're probably gonna get murdered in that house. Like, which I'm sure, like, I jumped to, like, the worst case scenarios. I was like, someone's gonna break into our house and kidnap us, which right. I'm sure wasn't gonna happen. But it's like
whatever you tell yourself to sleep at night.
But that's really what. So again, I don't think I'll ever know why we didn't necessarily get those six other houses I made an offer on. But I truly believe, and I have that faith that I was like, we were meant to be here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it just makes me feel so grateful to be in the space that we're in, you know, because I think it can be so easy to take certain things for granted and be stressed. Like, because I mean, with the house, it is more responsibilities. Like, if something breaks,
it's
my responsibility. I was like, oh God. So
it's out of pocket.
So exactly. Like, that's so real. So, I mean, it is like more of a financial investment, but like, I feel like me and Austin will come home and we're like, how awesome it is that we're like, we get to be in a freaking house. Like, we're like, it just having gone through that whole journey and that whole experience, like, helped us just be so much more grateful for the space that we're in. And I think if you can always be like grateful for like where you are, like, it gives you that abundance mindset. Because if you have the mindset of like, I am so grateful for XYZ, the things that I have, like, those are the things that will come back to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that like, I need this or I need that. Like, if I appreciate the things that are around me, the other things are going to come to me when they're supposed to. But it's like, it was like going through that process. Like, truly at the end, I was like, I think it's time. Like, I think we just need to call it, like, if we're going to find another lease, like, we do need to find it. You know, we don't want the prices to be crazy high, all this stuff. So we were just like, you know what? It really was just meant to be. But like, it was a moment where like, it was scary. We were just like, oh my God, this is stressful. This is a little bit overwhelming and this is scary. But it's like, then just that moment of like, oh my God, how awesome is it that we get to be here, you know?
No, I really do love that story. Like, talk about serendipity, as you mentioned.
It's
just
crazy.
Like, everything happening the way it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And just that is a perfect example of rejection leading to your redirection. Because not only did you get the outcome that you were looking for, you end up being in the house
that I originally wanted.
But it's gave you that newfound appreciation and gratitude. And when you are redirected, it allows you to move with a specific mindset to where you start to put things out into the universe and you start to create little synchronicities that you might not even be aware of. And granted, while we can't control the things that the universe brings to us, what we can control is our mentality and how we move throughout the world. And when you're redirected, you might start taking certain actions that put you into certain positions, or kind of like when you called your realtor because of the experience that you had, you were like, we need to get on this now. Like you doing that could have played a pivotal role in you being able to acquire the house. And just any little move that you make, you are subconsciously putting yourself in alignment with the things that you are meant to have. And then all of the little coincidences that you might think are coincidences are actually things that you shifted yourself into alignment with. And you kind of carry an energy of you being a specific person or wanting specific things, because even like your friend sending you the house, is you put that intention out there.
Crazy.
Yeah. And you got sent that, even though it was a very stars aligning moment. Yeah. You put the intention out there and let it be known, I'm looking for a house. So then you got sent that later.
Is that
and
crazy?
It's just, yeah, it's crazy how everything can align and your ducks could be so perfectly in a row whenever those moments do come. And it's all about perspective, because things weren't necessarily perfect, but they were perfect for you and your specific circumstance. And it made you be the person that you are now, because that experience shifted your mindset and allowed you to know the importance of perseverance.
Yeah.
And it really added to a mindset that I'm sure you already had, but that experience even like strengthened that and put that on times 10. And then that allowed you to maybe show up to work differently and kind of led you to forging certain relationships in life or just being in alignment with a specific, I don't know, maybe amount of financial abundance and giving you the knowledge to come up in that area.
Right.
So everything leads you to the person that you are, and it strengthens you and kind of gives you that willpower to go on. So I really just love that story that you shared.
Wild.
And it's crazy what the stars aligning can do to our perspective and how it affects us moving forward.
Well, and it also makes me think that, like, had I, let's say, you know, found this house and I, let's say I had made an offer and they'd accept, like, you know what I mean? Imagine they, like, I was able to get the offer in and they accepted it and I got, like, the first ever house I made an offer on, which would be, like, so cool, right? Like, I mean, but now, like, knowing what I know, like, having gone through the process, it, like, created a different sort of, like, mindset and energy of, like, appreciation of, like, I don't think I would have been as grateful. I mean, I think I would have been grateful because I would have been so excited to be in the house. But, like, it created a new found, like gratitude, like gratefulness to be like, I went through this whole freaking process. And, I mean, it was a journey. And a lot of it was fun. And of course, looking for your first house is so exciting. But, I mean, it was a lot. It's a lot of time commitment. It's a lot of energy and, like, when that's something that you're doing or something that you were currently doing or something that you're thinking about doing in the future, like, it's almost like all you can think about. Because, like, pretty much, like, I would get home from work and I would start looking up houses. And had I think I'd gotten this house first so quickly early on, I don't think I would have been able to appreciate it the way that I do now, because I went through that journey to, I think, humble me a little bit. And I think that was a growing opportunity, I think, like, for me. And then I think, like, just to understand, like, life is really not gonna go the way that you plan it, but sometimes things are supposed to happen when they're supposed to happen. Because, I mean, this house, like, went under contract, like, I mean, months, and I mean, our lease wasn't up until, like, June. So, like, even if we'd gone under contract, like, we wouldn't have moved into the house for months. But, like, with a lot of housing, like, you go under contract and you move in with most houses, like, weeks later. I mean, it is, like, a really fast timetable that, like, I did not understand. And I remember, like, when I told my realtor, I was like, oh, I want to make an offer. She was like, I mean, no, they might not accept it just because it's so far out. But so it's just one of those things where maybe had I even been able to make the offer when I wanted, it still might not have worked out because my timeline might not have matched their timeline. So things truly, like, happened in just, like, the perfect way.
Yeah.
But just in the process, it did not feel perfect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just, again, having that faith. And one of the things that I also like to think about is, like, when I finally switched my mindset of, like, you know what, maybe it's just not the time for me to buy a house or move into a house, like, interest rates are crazy anyway, like, maybe this is just a sign. I feel like once I let go of being so, like, crazy about being like, this is what I wanted, like, so obsessed with the idea of, like, this is where I'm going to go, like, when I let go of it, that's when I freaking got
exactly
the house. You know what I mean?
No, that is really crazy. And that just goes to show the value of living with intent instead of living with expectations.
Right.
Because sometimes when we either do expect a certain outcome or we want to try to control circumstances and be like, oh, like, I need to have this, I need to have this.
Yeah.
That energy isn't going to make things come into alignment because you are almost like attaching, I don't want to say maybe your sense of worth, but like your sense of identity.
Yeah, 100%.
Up in something, and you feel like, oh, like I need to have this in order to be good, mm-hmm. to fulfill whatever it is that I need to be fulfilled. But when you have that energy of whatever you think getting that thing will put in you, when you already walk in that and you know that I'm going to be good and that I don't necessarily need this home to mm-hmm. make me feel at home, yeah. but I already have home within me. Mm-hmm. You can make lemonade out of lemons,
yeah.
and you can really just make any circumstance work, which will then put you in the mindset of knowing that you are the abundant source that mm-hmm. attracts everything to you. And then once you live with intent, things that are resonant with that energy that will allow you to steward mm-hmm. those things will come into your life. And you might attract something just like that or beyond your wildest mm-hmm. dreams. And you can actually maintain those things because the energy that brought it in is the energy that you stay with. So as long as you know that you are the abundant being and mm-hmm. you have those things within you, your environment will be reflective right. of that. And if you stay in that and keep your intentions strong, then that thing that came into your life, it will be maintained and it will be made so much stronger mm-hmm. because this was the intent that I had and that I still carry with me, and this was the heart of the thing that was attracted into my life, and mm-hmm. what keeps that heartbeat going is the thing that attracted it in the first yeah. place. So as long as you stay steadfast in that and you let the lessons that you learn in life stick with you, and you have those humbling moments where you do
humbling.
Get very humbling.
But came out on the other side.
Exactly. When you keep those moments with you and remind yourself of those things that happened in order to keep you in the state of living in intent mm-hmm. that, you know, you can come from anything and roll with the punches, and whatever comes and goes in life, you can get more of it.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Yeah. I was like, now I'm thinking about like just rejection. I'm like, wow, I have a lot of stories about this. Cause like, this, I'll try to make it quick just so this is not like a crazy long episode, but this, I'm going to talk about Austin, my fiance, if anyone does not know. We're both chiropractors. So when we graduated, he opened his own office. But again, like starting from scratch, I mean, is a really scary thing to do. Like very cool, but like we're not from this area. He's from New York originally. So like starting here, it really was like, I mean, starting from scratch. Like a lot of times if you go back to your hometown, you know, you have like resources, family, like people that kind of like can start to build a little bit of a clientele. You can spread word of mouth. But he did not have that starting here. So he started his own practice, but then he also worked part time at like the Joint, which is just like a chain. And in January of this year, of 2024, like of this year, like he was working part time and he'd always said like, that eventually he's going to like, you know, quit working at the Joint and then he's just going to like fully commit. But it like at the Joint, he was making, you know, an hourly sort of like consistent pay. Like he knew what he was going to get. Like that was like his sort of steady income. Right. And then his office like was still growing. So, I mean, there was some unreliability. There was a lot of fluctuation there. So, but the Joint that he worked at got bought over by someone else. So, of course, you know, they come in and they start to change things. And so when they ask him, they're like, well, hey, can you work other days? Like he could only work like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And he was like, well, I mean, no, he was, you know, he's not willing to sacrifice like his own office. And so the guy was basically like, okay, well, we're really going to have like take you off the schedule. And he was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I mean, when that's something that you know is like you're steady, when that like changed so quickly, it was like a kind of like an oh shit yeah, sort of moment.
Very
and
jolting.
So it was like a very stressful thing. And it was like, he was like, oh my God. He's like, I also, it's like no shade to the Joint. It's just, you know, not like the best is the reality of it. Like, you know, not we're going to get like a premiere experience. He's like, did I just get fired from the joint? He's like, did that
the
really?
Fucking joint?
He's like, did that really just happen to me? And it's like, it obviously had nothing to do with him. It was mostly just like his schedule. And then essentially he was like, he's like, I think that he's like, I don't think I'm going to go back. And he's like, but in his brain, he's like, I think this is like a sign where he's like, I think this is my time to like jump. He's like, I feel like, he's like, I said I wanted to be in the joint for 1 year. And he's like, it has been a year. And he's like, and the way that he looks at it, which he was able to switch, which was just so impressive. He was just like, I think this is a blessing in disguise. Cause he's like, I don't think if they had, he's like, if they hadn't forced me to kind of make the transition, he's like, I don't think I would have made it on my own, because making that jump, I mean, it is really scary because there's a lot of unpredictability that comes with that. Like, he wasn't going to have like a steady income. And I mean, that's your life, you know, that's, I mean, a huge thing to like take a risk on it, to take a jump into. And the end, ironically, he's like, he basically had this whole conversation within himself and he's like, I'm done. I'm not going back. And of course, then they call him back and they were like, the guy, it was kind of crazy. They asked him to work at the front desk, which he was like, that is not my job.
I did not go to school for this.
That's basically what he said. They were like, we'll still pay you the same as like what you've been making, but right now we just need someone at the front. And he was like, no. So basically they kind of broke up with each other, because basically he was like, I'll have to take you off the schedule for now. But then he was like, oh, but I do want you back in here. And so then he was just like, no, I think it's my time to jump. So they kind of ended up breaking up with each other at the same time. But had that transition not happened, like, it truly forced him to jump. And like, I mean, this past year, I mean, was awesome. Like, I mean, he still has a lot of like growing and momentum he wants to make, as any business is going to. But like, he was able to accomplish so much this year that he didn't think he would be able to reach. And what started off his year as like, I mean, something he was so stressed about, like, I mean, unbelievable, crazy. And it like now turned into like being like the best blessing, like for him to like make that transition of basically being like, you know, being literally getting rejected from the joint, which he was like, what the hell? And then, but forcing him to change his like mindset and his energy of like, he was like, this was the best thing to ever happen, because he's like, now all of my time and energy can be focused on my business, can be focused on marketing, networking, growing and adapting. And he's like, I can't believe I didn't make the jump sooner. You know what I mean? So it was a crazy thing that happened where he was like, thank God it did happen the way that it did. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's just like a scary shit happens.
Yeah,
but
very,
like,
very scary.
And in the moment, you might be really stressed. You might be freaking out. You might be pissed or upset. But like long term, to see how your life actually plays out, like have that faith and like in yourself and what you're doing, but also of like what the universe is going to bring back to you with that abundance mindset, like with like, you know what, rejection isn't a rejection, it's a learning opportunity. It gives you an opportunity to grow, to change, and to adapt. And I mean, the day we stopped adapting, I mean, that's the day that we die. Like, that sounds really dramatic, but I mean, that really is the truth. Like, the day that we stop changing, we stop growing, like, that's the day that we start breaking down and deteriorating, you know. So if we can keep that mindset of like rejection is the learning opportunity, I mean, that will just make us like stronger long term. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's crazy in the moment.
It is crazy. Yeah. And with that, I think that was a perfect way to close the episode. You really ate that up, friend.
Thanks.
Love that.
I did a lot of talking. So sorry, but hopefully it was good.
Hey, we are a podcast.
So we do.
What we do.
Yeah. You are listening for that. So I guess that makes sense.
But yeah, I am so glad that you all decided to join us once again. Just the fact that you want to hear what we have to say, if you made it all the way to the end of this, I'm just so grateful and glad that you got something from this, because we are hoping to just be of service to you all, because that is really something that is resonant with both of us and why we both feel like we are here, is to serve and to help people along their journeys in life with holistic health. And I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to say this to you all, and that you are here. So thank you so much. I am so appreciative. And if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share it up, because we want to reach as many of y'all as possible. And I know that you know somebody in your life who could use this. So please send it to them. Let them know. If they've been rejected and they need to learn the art of redirection, send it to them. I know you know somebody who needs that. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure that you rate us, a download, and once again, share it up. And we love you all and appreciate you so much. And until the next one, take care.
Love you. Bye.